It's good to be back again. I think I was with you, the church, when you was in your old place. Okay, Q-Bank told me last night about, you know, you have to go to Edward Church tomorrow. So I'm so happy to be back again with your church here. I bring greeting from brothers, sisters in Christ from Sarawak. I'm here to attend a meeting with a group of missionaries and other Christian organizations. We pray together, we discuss together, we plan together how to do mission effectively, especially in Sarawak. So we thank God that, you know, the work of the Lord in Sarawak is expanding, and also we continue to reach out more people for Christ, discipling them, strengthening them, especially among the youth. There's a great need now. We just complete our School of Youth Ministry last week. My wife handling that full time, you know. So about 32 students enroll, and we thank God for that. They have been touched, and most of them, all of them have been changed. The way of their life, you know, begin to equip themselves. When they're going for their further study, especially this is the Form 5 and Form 6 student, whereby they're going to further their study in the universities. So they're going to face a lot of challenges, especially our native peoples. We become the targets by the other groups of religious, of our religion, this country. I just want to share with you from Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. Let us turn to Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. This is a very familiar passage. It's about Jesus, you know, preaching the gospel or preach to the crowds. By the seaside, okay. So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help him. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the son of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So, brothers and sisters in Christ, talking about Jesus preaching to the crowds and by the seaside. I believe that at the seaside, people will love to hear Jesus preaching. So, Simon and his friends was there, but they are so tired, and some they just left the boat there and wash their net and forget about what they are doing the last night, because they are so tired, they caught nothing. No, they went for fishing the whole night. Jesus saw Simon's boat and used Simon's boat. From there, he spoke the words of God. And then after he finished speaking, Jesus told Simon, "Can you launch out your boat to the deep and let down your net?" As we know that Simon is a professional man. Jesus is just a stranger to Simon. When somebody that asks you to do something which you do not know him, do you want to do it or not? I think some might a bit hesitate to do it, or they refuse to do it, or they wafers. When Jesus told Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch." So Peter tried to reason with Jesus, "We have worked so hard last night, now we caught nothing." Maybe what Simon wants to say is that, "Now you want us to go back to the sea and let down our net. You know that the whole night we caught nothing. Not even a single fish, maybe. No record here. They caught nothing. Kosong, you know." So, Jesus is a stranger to Simon. Simon is professional. He knows where is the fish, where is the school of fish, that he knows the place where to catch the fish, how to throw the net. Simon knows very well. But this Jesus saw the life of Simon. He catch the life of that Simon. My sermon is talking about what one person can do to make change, to influence the community, to transform the community. This Simon, when Jesus saw his life, this man going to change the world. I can see that. This part in the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ when they saw the life of this Peter. Even though Simon's, they worked so hard last night, but Jesus didn't see the failure of the life of Simon. It saw something that is extraordinary in the life of this Simon. Why he choose Simon boat? Why not choose other boat, other fishermen? This is interesting. When we saw this, in this passage, teaches about four things in the life of Simon. How he respond to the call of God in his life. First thing that we can learn from what one person can do, what myself can do to make change, to transform, to influence the life of the people. How God can see the potentials in our life. So Simon here is all about his obedience here. All we need is the obedience. That obedience, just a very simple instructions by our Lord Jesus Christ. No need so complicated. You want to do it, you must have this, you must have that, Jesus is very simple instruction to Simon. He said, "Launch out to the deep sea and let down your net for a catch." So, brothers, sisters in Christ, all we need to be a person that can do to make a change in our community, to ourselves, to our families, to the church of God, even around the community. What one person can do? We need to obey God in our life. No matter, where we are, what kind of ministry that we involve, obey God is very, very important in our life. Simple instruction, just very simple. We make it so complicated. When we God asks to do something, we're trying to reason it. We're trying to make something so complicated, try to put some puzzles on it.
But our Lord Jesus Christ said, launch out and do it. You know how we do the ministry of that micro hydro is so touch the life of the people, change and transform the people's life. To do the pioneer project, such kind of project, never ever people did it, especially the church people. Of course, government can do it in millions of ringgit, no problem. They can do 2-3 millions, no problem, they have money. But when we came in, we don't have any money. I told my committee mate, leaders, 2 years we're studying that technology. When I came back from seminary, every time I go to Longhouse and saw them, you know, use a kerosene lamp and even use a diesel engine, which is very expensive to maintain. Pity them. That only can on for 3 to 2 hours only. That's it. After that, they cannot manage it. Cannot service that the diesel's engine. So we talk about it. We try to introduce this technology. I'm the electricals, you know, my backgrounds. I knew about it. So when we studying about it, try to introduce the technology. Nobody believed that we can do such kind of thing. We don't have any fun anyway. But we obey God. Do it. The only words that came from my, you know, said, do it, Daniel, you know, do it. Get the people that, your team, form your teams. So I try to talk to my church member who have a good in the mechanicals and welding and get one person doing some kind of, one of the engineers to help me to do some planning on it. So we form a team of 3. Just 3 persons. Talk about 2 years. So what are we going to do for this? If we import all the equipment, no way, you know, it's so difficult. So we go to the scrap iron and find some metal that can be used and get the old tires Dunlop to do it, transform it. And go to the JKR backyard, dockyard, you know, backyard there, some of the scrap iron, the pumps, the water pump, they throw it away. But so we try to do it, make it work and become the turbines of that micro hydro that can turn the generator. So it works in the first place. From the scrap iron, we make can change the people's life. So use that Dunlop tire to do it, you know, and then the iron. So brothers, sisters in Christ, one, it's work. It touched many people, even the minister, the YB in that area. When he said, you don't believe that. When he told that, we told him, we're going to do this. I don't believe that. Because there's 2 million project over there. 1 year they did, it's still struggling doing it. That 2 million, honestly speaking, is not far from the project that we did. Brother, it's all we need is to obey God. Just a very simple instruction, and then we need the courage. When we hear God speak to us, and then we obey, we need the courage to go out. Peter have that courage to go out. When Jesus said to him, launch out into the deep water, he need courage, you know. The whole night, they are struggling to catch a fish. They have got nothing, brothers, sisters. They got nothing. But what they did, what Peter did, he have the courage. So what we have what we need to do is that, you know, in the obedience, we need a lot of sacrifice in that commitment to fulfill that commitment, that obedience to obey God. So I've been touched one of the lady when we did the rebuilding project. That also, some people said, never ever church. The church people or church can do the, build the people, the house for the people. They don't believe the church can do the, we can build a house, long house even, 43 family. Last year, last 2 years, 79 families. We did it. Of course, we have to use our creativity way how to help the people with a very minimal cost, so that we can reach out to them and preach gospel to them more effectively. And then they're able to obey God, able to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. We need the... It's a simple instruction by our Lord. The only things we need to remember is that God wants us to know this. Is that He will never ask to do something too hard. He will never ask to do something without His help. He will never ask to do something apart from the scripture. God always focuses. That's why Jesus inside the boat with Peter. He never let Peter, you go alone, go to the deep sea there and throw your net. Did Jesus did it? No. He go with Peter. Go alongside with Peter. I with you, Peter. You know, don't worry. When we do such kind of ministry, or any ministry of God in our church, in the personal ministry, always remember this. God always with us. God always with us. Never too hard, you know. Just simply obey and do it with courage. Just like Peter, he has that courage to go out. He do not know what's going to happen. Whether, you know, he's going to have a repeat another story of a court martial. He do not know. He just go and obey God and go with courage. And to the deep sea and let down his net. Jesus said, let down your net on the right. Must on the right. Don't let down your net on the left. That is the simple instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ. The church of God, the peoples of God. What one person can do. What you can do for him. If everybody of us, every Christian, the children of God, or called the believers, take their role, just like Peter, obey, go out and with courage, I believe we can catch many fish. A lot of peoples, you know, down there. Last year I was in KL. You know, we have a meetings. Then I stay in the hotel, budget hotel there in the Seri Petaling. You know, every time I pass by the receptionist of the hotel, I'm trying to talk to her. He's from other faith, you know, from M Group, our neighbor. So I'm trying to, but I'm fear. I fear that he might, you know, if I share the gospel to her, he might do something because there's CCTV around the hotels, you know. So then I went to the rooms. I felt that my heart pumping, you know. I heard the voice said, share with her. No, I'm takut, you know. I takut, cannot, you know. I cannot open my mouth even. I'm pastor, you know that. I'm takut to share the gospel, you know, because the law of this country, you know. I'm always talking about the law. I'm thinking about the law. And that, not allows us to preach the gospel even to his Malaysia. I mean, Sarawak, no problem. So, the Spirit of God always pumping. My heart's pumping, boom, boom, boom. One day, Lord, you know, give me today. No other customer, no other hotels, workers, staff there, just between her and me. I want to do the conversation with her. Very simple conversation. I use, normally I bring these, the tools that I use, personal evangelism, you know. Every time I bring in my wallet, everywhere. Just a very simple, presentation, to present the gospel, to share the gospel with them. So I use this technique. So I share with her to cut the story short. At the end of the day, she listened to it. You know, listened to the my story about this person, you know, inside the story here. So at the end, I think I can see that the response from her. I can see his eyes are bling, you know. Macam, you know, I've been convinced the story that I share. Can I have this pastor? You know me, a pastor, I will send this hotel. Yeah, you can have. You want some more? Just one only. You know? And then the next, actually came to know the Lord after that. Of course, I didn't pray because the Allah CCTV. You must believe in Jesus. Yes. You know, I just a very casual conversation with her. So the following day morning, I woke up. I want to attend a meeting. Hey, pastor, come here. When he saw me, they quickly he called me. I want to share with you, you know. Last night, I shared with my husband the story that you share with me. I'm so happy, you know. I believe the seed of the gospel we already plant in the heart of that lady and the husband. I don't know. I will come back again. See the follow-up. How is it, you know? So brothers and sisters in Christ, of fear, it become the kind of, you know, the great enemy to our Christian life. The fear to evangelize, to share the gospel, to the fear to do something for the Lord. Just like Peter, he just had the courage to go out. He didn't question about Jesus. Is it true or not? You know, there's a lot of fish over the side. The whole night we caught nothing. I think in the mind of Peter, they always think about there's no fish, no fish. You know, this is why sometimes our Christian life, we forget about Jesus in the midst of us. We always remember that we can do, I can do this. With my own strength, my own ways. But forget about the Jesus in the midst of us. Inside here, you know, in the midst of us. So brothers, when we do such kind of project, we need the obedience, we need the courage to go forth. So another thing that all we need is the faith. Peter have a faith. You know, to have a faith in someone that you do not know is very difficult. Let's say someone asks you to do do a business, Chak Kwai Tiao, you know. Somewhere around in Penang here, nobody passing by, you know. Very few people passing that street. You just open your chak kwai tiao. I tell, man, can you open your chak kwai tiao in that lorong? You believe that or not? You can do that? I don't think so, because there's no crowd, no people. They're passing the area. I don't think people just want to come to your place. It's very new, you know. So we need the courage and faith here. This is what Peter, when he responds to Jesus, he's talking the whole night. You know that Jesus, the whole night, we did fishing, but we have nothing. We caught nothing. No fish at all. So the ministry of our God is like that, my friend. Jesus taught something from this story. We allowed Jesus into our life. This is what Peter did. He knew that, you know. He just trusts our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus in the midst of our ministry. Wherever we go. When our Lord Jesus Christ asks us to do, let us obey. So another thing that we can learn from here, he says, talking about love. Jesus loves us so much. So, sometimes I remind myself how I become Christians. Because somebody shared with me. Somebody loved me because they loved Jesus. Because Jesus loved them first. They have to love people, you know. We need love people. We need to love others because Jesus loves us. So I came to know the Lord because because God sent someone and share with me the words. I become Christian. I become the believers of Jesus. So he knew our ability. Our Lord knew that we want to experience His love. So Peter knew, Jesus knew the life of Peter. He needs God's love. He's lonely. So this is why He chose the life of Peter, you know, He chose Peter to show His love in the life of Peter. Peter must experience in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. So brothers and sisters in Christ, we should know that to take what can one person do to make change, to transform the life of the community? We need a life of obedience. Just like Peter, Simon, we need a life, we need the courage to go out. We need faith. We need love to do it, to make a change in our life, in the life of the community. So I just want to share with you one verse here. That I love this verse. This verse from John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love Him because He first loved us. God loved us, brothers. So what can you do? What can you do to make a difference, to influence our community, our peers group, our friends, our families? I have a big family, 9 brothers and sisters and parents. I'm the first generation of Christian. I pray for my family. Most of them are not Christian, especially my father. My father is the head man. He holds the religious rituals, you know, the Iban rituals, because he's the head man. So I'm praying, Lord, because you love me, I love my family. Let you open the doors for my family, the opportunity for me to share the love, your words with them. One day, I went back to my parent house in the long house there in Sri Aman. You know, first thing that I did, of course, I didn't share Jesus, open the Bible and sit down with them. Hey, Father, you know, Mother, you see Jesus love you in the Bible? I didn't say that. I didn't open my Bible in the first place. God say, when we have a dinner that night, you know, when people don't have to, when non-Christian, when they take a meals or lunch and dinner, they just makan duduk and terus makan, you know. They don't pray. Of course they don't pray because they do not know. So I told the Lord, say, pray. Pray. Then I told them, hold on first. Don't take any things from the from the tables here. So I will pray. They look at me. Let's pray. Pray lah. So I pray. You know, simple prayer. Why I need to pray, I explain from there. Because God loves you. God loves every one of us. I pray. We want to give thanks to God because the life that God's given to us. The simple instruction, simple sharing with my family. My father came to know the Lord after that. We have a great meeting in the longhouse. Many families came to know the Lord. So brothers, it's tech times and, you know, the courage and faith to do it. So I believe, the Lord will bless you and continue to launch out into a deep sea. Launch out with courage. Launch out with faith. Launch out, you know, to obey His simple instruction. God bless you.